Children, we're going to read a story about how the angel of the Lord came to Abraham and Sarah and brought them some wonderful news. Can you hear what news the angel brought to them? Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 18 and 21. And they said to him, "Where is Sarah, thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "Returning, I will return to thee about this time of life, and behold, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son." And Sarah heard at the door of the tent, and it was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old, coming into days. The way of women had stopped being for Sarah. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am worn down, shall I have pleasure, and my Lord being old?" And Yehovah said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Yes, shall I truly give birth, and I am old?' Shall anything be too wonderful for Yehovah? At the appointed time, I will return to thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was fearful. And he said, "No, for thou didst laugh." And Yehovah visited Sarah as he had said, and Yehovah did to Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son for Abraham, for his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken with him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham was a son of 100 years when Isaac his son was born to him. And Sarah said, "God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would have stated to Abraham, 'Sarah shall nurse sons,' for I have given birth to a son for his old age." So what was the wonderful news that the angel brought to Sarah and Abraham? Yes? That's right. She was going to have a baby. And what did Sarah do when she heard that news? Yes?
She laughed.
She laughed. Why did she laugh? Do you know? Well, Sarah and Abraham, yes, do you know? Were they old? Yes, they were getting to be quite old, Abraham and Sarah. And Sarah thought, "I can't have a baby now. I'm too old." And you know what? Sarah had never had a baby in her whole life. And that made her very sad. So it was really amazingly wonderful news that now she was going to have a baby. But it seemed to her too good to be true. She couldn't believe it. So she laughed. But did she have a baby? Yes, she did. Yes, she sure did. She had a little boy. And what did they name him? Do you know? What were you going to say?
Isaac.
And you know what Isaac means in Hebrew? It means laughter. She named her baby Laughter. How would you like that name? It's a cheerful name, isn't it? So they named their baby Laughter because they thought it was so wonderful. Sarah said, "Everyone who hears will laugh with me. God has made laughter for me, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." Who would have said that Sarah would nurse a child for Abraham in our old age? Nobody could hardly believe it. You can see she laughed twice in this story. The first kind of laughter was pretty sad, because she really wanted it to be true, but she could hardly believe it. But the second time, she was just very, very happy at what a wonderful thing the Lord had done for her. Now, can you remember a time when a baby was born in your family, or maybe in the family of someone that you know? How wonderful it is. It's amazing. Yesterday, there's no baby, and today, there's a baby. And the baby is so beautiful. They're so tiny with a cute little face and tiny little hands and fingers and feet and toes. and their skin is so soft, and their eyes are so beautiful and sparkling, and everybody wants to help take care of that baby. And another wonderful thing is that babies grow up. Pretty soon, like within a few weeks, a baby can learn to smile at you. And then maybe after a little while longer, the baby can learn to sit up. And then they can crawl. And after about a year, they can walk and they can talk for the first time. Isn't that amazing? And they get to be fun to play with. And then they get to be a child and they learn so many things. Their minds filled up with things. And they become someone fun to play with, but also they can also become someone who's helpful around the house, who can do things for mama and daddy. And then they grow up some more, and they become a grown-up who loves to help other people, who does good things that make other people happier, that makes the world a nicer place for everybody to live in, and hopefully who is happy because they can do things for other people that makes them happy. And still more wonderful, every new little baby who is born can come to know who the Lord is and follow him and be led to heaven and become an angel forever and ever. That's the most wonderful of all. You know, when we think about this, it's so obvious that the Lord is doing it. You know, only the Lord can make a new baby. We can't possibly do that. We can't even start. And only the Lord can make a baby's mind grow so that they can learn things and become a helpful person and get to know the Lord and come to heaven. Only the Lord can do that. Now, because the Lord loves us, he lets us help. Like you might bring a diaper for your mama to change a baby when the baby needs it. Or you might bring a blanket if they're cold or they're pacifier. Or when the baby's a little bit older, you might take care of them while your mama's making supper. You might take care of your little brother or sister when they're growing up so that they don't get hurt. You might keep them safe. There's lots of things. You could read them a book. You can play nice games with them. There's ways that we can help each other all through our lives. But we know that really the Lord is doing the amazing and wonderful things to make a little baby turn into an angel. Isn't he? There's nobody else who can do that. So you can think about the fact that the Lord is doing wonderful things for you too. Like you were born and you're growing up and you can become an angel too. Everything the Lord does is wonderful. And he's always doing wonderful things. In fact, he's doing so many wonderful things that we sometimes forget to think about. How wonderful things the Lord is doing for us. And sometimes the Lord lets evil spirits do things that are sad, but we don't see at that time that actually the Lord is going to turn that into something wonderful for us, because the Lord is always doing wonderful things for us. In fact, it's so amazing all the things that the Lord does that we could be like Sarah. We could laugh. Who would have believed that the Lord could do such wonderful things? Sarah said, "The Lord has made laughter for me, so that everyone who hears will laugh with me." Amen.